Gold 92.5 with Bridge and Spider 722. Nice looking Thursday on the Gold Coast. A great one, in fact. Sunny in 24 and warming up the next few days to the early 30s on the public holiday Monday.
When has your partner absolutely dug their heels in? You've said no and they've done it anyway. Peter, I just don't know why I would be so scared of ever defying your wife, Cherie.
I do it every week, and it's just a matter of what she finds out and what she doesn't. It's like a little game, actually. And the hardest.
It's not a fun game.
No, it's not.
You never win.
I've never won. I did go on a footy trip. I said, I'm not going to go on after the footy trip like a few of the boys. Yes, I'm going to come home, darling. Don't worry. And left Bali to come home, but then I thought, no, I better change my flight. And I went with the boys to Amsterdam, and she was filthy.
Well, it's not normal. Anyone would be filthy in that situation, you weirdo.
It was funny.
Yeah, well, I had an ex when I was with him at the time. He was defiant. He was bringing his ex-girlfriend to a barbecue. He hadn't seen her in ages. And it was very awkward for her and I because I could tell she still held a flame for him.
But you're pretty happy though, aren't you?
Yeah, there was. It worked out all right in that situation.
Yeah.
Kathy's in Burley. Your husband, did he defy you? Is that what happened?
We were invited to a Halloween party a few years ago, and I was ready, and my husband came home and said that he was going out with his friends at a football club Halloween party. So he ended up going.
Oh.
So a few hours later, I phone call, and he goes, I'm in a ditch. And I said, what? So he was starting to walk home from said football club. He said, I'm in a ditch. He said, I can't get out. And he was very drunk, obviously. So I drive down to where I know he was walking, which was a dirt road. And I couldn't get the car down there, so I had the high beam on. And it was all pebbles and rock. And anyway, I walked down and I was ringing his phone and I could hear it. So he was down this ditch and it was like a river. So I had to go down and help him out. He put his knee out, so imagine how long it would have taken me to get him from there to the car.
Wow.
So in the meantime, we get to the car an hour later, get to the car, and he stinks. So I said to him, you're not getting in my car like that. So I took all his clothes off. So he was naked. Get him in the car. We drove home. And then I'm thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to get him in the house? So my three-year-old at the time was helping me bring his drunk, dirty, smelly father in the house, threw him in the shower. And while he was in the shower, he slipped over and broke the shower screen.
So if he stuck with you at the party, none of this would have happened.
Exactly.
is epic.
Look, I'll tell you what, we'll sort out a date night for you at Hair the Musical. Hopefully he rocks up, doesn't go somewhere else first, eh?